This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Sledge Taylor, Treasurer of the National Cotton Council and producer in Como, Mississippi. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
I was very impressed. We started right on time, and the congressman asked some very good questions about agriculture. He wanted us to bring him up to speed on a few items, and we talked about crop insurance, the credit issue, EPA, and the farm bill. Well, those were our main topics.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We spent a fair bit of time discussing crop insurance and how that worked. The point that I wanted to make was it seems a lot of people have the misconception that farmers are insured, but we have what amounts to a large deductible, usually probably 30% to 35% loss is what a farmer will take before any insurance proceeds are forthcoming, so that the farmer is still at an extreme risk or extreme exposure for loss. And some of the other points I spoke to was the credit issue and also EPA. And with EPA, some of the regulations just seem to be so onerous and just almost impossible to meet. And I just made the point that it seemed EPA was trying to rule by regulation rather than Congress legislating things, and it was very scary. I felt comfortable with Congress legislating things, but EPA gets a little overzealous at times. And then the credit issue, and just there again, some of the regulations on extending credit have gotten so hard to meet, so it's just kind of shut down a lot of the credit industry.
Cut 3, coming in 3, 2, 1.
I've farmed since 1974, and we faced similar issues as this in the late 70s. We were exhorted to farm fence row to fence row by the government, and we dismantled some of the farm programs. And we went from shortages late 70s to huge surpluses in the early 80s, and it put agriculture into a tailspin, and we lost a large number of our farmers. Land values plummeted, and I just urged the importance of not dismantling any of these farm programs, because we can go from shortage to surplus very quickly, and we need some sort of safety net still to be in place for farmers. And I think everybody in the room also pointed out that food is a very social issue. Governments rise and fall on food security, and we certainly don't want to be in a position where we face importing a large portion of our food like we do our oil.